So to orientate ourselves towards this question, what we really need to ask to begin with is, what are rights and duties? What are they? You know, when we use these words, what exactly are we talking about? So let's see what Banti's got to say in his essay. I'll just read a little bit down. Human relationships are not only reciprocal, but complementary. The concept of father cannot exist without the complementary concept of child. And the ideal of ruler is meaningless without the corresponding idea of subjects for him to rule over. The two ends, so to speak, of a human relationship are in fact as inseparable as the two ends of a stick. Just as we may run our hand either from the top to the bottom or from the bottom to the top of the stick, so in human relationships we may proceed either from ourselves to others or from others to ourselves, considering either what is owed to us, owed by us to them, or by them to us. The first comprise what we call duties, the second what we call rights. But the relationship, nevertheless, remains in itself an indivisible whole. Okay. So just to reiterate what he's saying there, rights and duties are basically an intrinsic aspect of human relationship, of which friendship, brotherhood, Kalyanamudita, is one example. Yeah. There's the aspect of what we may expect from others, what's, as it were, due to us from others, and that's rights. And there's the aspect of what others may expect from us, what we owe others, as it were, and that's duty. Okay, so then he goes on to say this. The idea of rights without duties, or duties without rights, is, therefore, an absurdity, a palpable contradiction in terms, for the two are in reality one, being nothing but the same object looked at from different points of view, approached from different ends. So yeah, rights without duties and duties without rights is an absurdity. It ignores one or other of the poles of the human relationship, which doesn't really make sense. If you just insist on rights, you're ignoring or you're negating other. Yeah. If you just insist on duty, you're ignoring or negating self, you know, duty without rights. Rights without duties, you're negating other. So at different times and in different cultures, one pole or other tends to be emphasised. And one pole or other tends to get lost sight of. And in our own culture, something that Banti goes on to argue, we've tended to lose sight of the pole of duty. And we tend to insist on the pole of rights. That's kind of the general trend. And this is worth reflecting on. It's worth reflecting on a lot because it's going to rather twist our perception of the whole question of rights and duties in any given relationship. And it's certainly going to twist our perception of rights and duties in friendship. And there's a number of mistakes we may make if we're not clear about this. So, for example, you know, we can easily perhaps recall not getting from our parents what we ought to have done, or at least what we thought we ought to have got, you know, what in a sense we had a right to. And it's very easy to forget that actually, well, we've got a duty to our parents. You know, so we can sort of insist on the rights, perhaps, that we felt weren't fulfilled and forget that actually we've got a duty towards our parents. It's a very common problem. And forget, for example, to look after them when they get older. You know, they are your parents after all. So I'm not trying to argue that the notion of rights is a bad thing. Children actually do need certain things from their parents, and there are problems if they don't get them. You know, so I'm not trying to argue that. You know, they need love, they need security, they need moral instruction and so on. But if you insist on rights and you ignore your duties, it's going to lead to problems. Especially the problem of selfishness. That's primarily what's going to happen. You're going to become very selfish. And also it's going to lead you into a situation where you're going to lack the ability to take responsibility because you're kind of waiting around all the time for someone to give you your rights. Yeah? So you're unlikely to take responsibility. Not only that, but you're likely to blame others for not meeting your needs. And so you're going to give way to resentment. That's another problem that then arises. You'll give way to resentment. Another example. These days, you know, we're very readily able to think of our right to consume what we wish to consume when we want it. We're very
We're very familiar with that right. We've been told that we've got that right all the time. It's very easy to just get on with it, as it were. But what about our duty towards the environment? What about taking responsibility for the consequences of that consumption? Do we think like that? Yeah, this is very, very important. And if you don't think like that, you're missing a whole dimension of ethics. And in a sense, yes, basically you are being very selfish and missing out on, well, you're potentially causing a lot of harm to others without actually realising what you're doing. Okay, I could give you lots and lots of examples of this sort of tendency within our culture. The growing compensation culture, that's another example of it. There's loads of things you can think about there, so anyway, but I won't say any more about that.